Unit 2. Workplace Survival.
职场生存
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it.After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Are you catching the 12:50 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read
A. New York City B. An evening party C. An air trip D. The man's job.
From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York.Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. As you know, working as an editor may not be exciting enough for you. What do you think?
I would be glad to do routine work at first if there is any chance to work as an overseas reporter someday.
Question, what kind of job is the man really interested in?
Two, you'd better keep a distance from the machines when we are watching the assembly line.
May I take some photos for question and answer period at the meeting this afternoon?
Question, why does the woman want to take photos of the assembly line?
3. Hey, Thomas, guess what? The boss is sending me to California for a marketing seminar next month.
Aha, you must be happy. You've been longing for a business trip for months.
Question, what does the man know about the woman? 4. Well, any luggage to check in, sir?
Yes.I want to check in these 2 carry-on bags, and I'll carry this suitcase by myself. I will also keep my laptop so I can do some work on the plane.
Question, what can be learned about the man? 5. You look so exhausted. You need a break.
I know.Staring at the computer screen for this sort of stuff all the time makes me feel that life is really too much to a graduate who just started his career.
Question, why is the man complaining? 6. B, Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations.There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.Conversation 1.
What are the chances of getting a raise this year?
Chances are slim.
When was the last time we had a raise?
3 years ago. The company keeps losing money and they can't afford to give anyone a raise.
That's too bad. Did you ever think of working somewhere else? I think you are young and capable enough for better chances.
Yeah, I want to leave the company, not because of money.But simply because of the lack of team spirit. In fact, I had an interview on Monday.
Wow, how did it go?
I think I did well. They said they would make a decision by this Friday.
This Friday? It looks like they are expecting new employees any time.
Yeah, I think so too.
What are your chances of getting that job?
The director seems to like me. He said he was quite impressed by my enthusiasm, confidence, as well as my courage to face challenging jobs and my understanding of the core values of his company.
Well, I'm sure good news will reach you any time.
Thanks a lot.
Question 6. Why didn't they have a raise for 3 years?
Question 7. What is the main reason for the woman to leave the company?
Question 8. Which is not mentioned about the woman's impression on the director in the interview? What are the chances of getting a raise this year?
Chances are slim.
When was the last time we had a raise?
3 years ago. The company keeps losing money and they can't afford to give anyone a raise.
That's too bad. Did you ever think of working somewhere else? I think you are young and capable enough for better chances.
Yeah, I want to leave the company, not because of money, but simply because of the lack of team spirit. In fact, I had an interview on Monday.
Wow, how did it go?
I think I did well. They said they would make a decision by this Friday.
This Friday? It looks like they are expecting new employees any time.
Yeah, I think so too.
What are your chances of getting that job?
The director seems to like me. He said he was quite impressed by my enthusiasm, confidence, as well as my courage to face challenging jobs and my understanding of the core values of his company.
Well, I'm sure good news will reach you any time.
Thanks a lot.
Question 6. Why didn't they have a raise for 3 years?
Question 7. What is the main reason for the woman to leave the company?
Question 8. Which is not mentioned about the woman's impression on the director in the interview?
Conversation 2.
Good morning, Miss Taylor. Please have a seat. Could you please briefly introduce yourself?
Well, I believe I'm the kind of person born for doing sales. I know how to meet the potential needs of my customers, and I've made the sales volume in my former company more than doubled.
That's something quite impressive. And how long have you been working with sales?
I've been working for Frank & Smith Importers for the past 3 years.
You know, this job demands a lot of travel. Have you done much travelling for business before?
Yes, the job I had with Frank & Smith required me to travel on a monthly basis.
You said in your resume that you also had other experiences.
Yes, I've spent a few years working part-time as an advertising consultant for schools offering summer language courses.
So, how successful have you been?
The schools I've worked for have all had increased registrations as a result of my efforts.
Good for you. I'm satisfied with your qualifications. Do you have any questions?
Yes. When can I have the notification from you?
This weekend. To be honest with you, you will be on the top list of our candidates.
Thanks a lot.
Question 9. What is the first good impression the woman left on the interviewer?
Question 10. What is the last good impression the woman left on the interviewer?
Good morning, Miss Taylor. Please have a seat. Could you please briefly introduce yourself?
Well, I believe I'm the kind of person born for doing sales. I know how to meet the potential needs of my customers, and I've made the sales volume in my former company more than doubled.
That's something quite impressive. And how long have you been working with sales?
I've been working for Frank & Smith Importers for the past 3 years.
You know, this job demands a lot of travel. Have you done much travelling for business before?
Yes, the job I had with Frank & Smith required me to travel on a monthly basis.
You said in your resume that you also had other experiences.
Yes, I've spent a few years working part-time as an advertising consultant for schools offering summer language courses.
So, how successful have you been?
The schools I've worked for have all had increased registrations as a result of my efforts.
Good for you. I'm satisfied with your qualifications. Do you have any questions?
Yes. When can I have the notification from you?
This weekend. To be honest with you, you will be on the top list of our candidates.
Thanks a lot.
Question 9. What is the first good impression the woman left on the interviewer?
Question 10. What is the last good impression the woman left on the interviewer?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage. First reading.
Julia is very ambitious, but she has some unrealistic ideas about her future. When it comes to her career, she tends to run rather than walk and is determined to be a department manager by the time she was 30. One day, she happened to read an advertisement for a competitor's company. Julia felt this might be a perfect opportunity to realize her dream at the quickest pace. Feeling confident that she knew all she had to know about the business, she failed to prepare effectively prior to the interview. To her astonishment, she found herself unable to answer many of the questions put before her, and she suffered greatly throughout the interview. After the interview, she felt completely discouraged, and it cast a dark shadow over her. Julia quickly realized that her lack of preparation had made her fail. Never fight a fight unprepared has become her work motto ever since. And she really drew a good lesson from the miserable interview.
Question 11. What is Julia's dream at 30?
Question 12. What causes Julia to think she might have her dream come true?
Question 13. Why is Julia confident about her job interview?
Question 14. What happens to Julia in the interview?
Question 15. What is Julia's motto as a lesson from the interview? Second reading.
Julia is very ambitious, but she has some unrealistic ideas about her future. When it comes to her career, she tends to run rather than walk and is determined to be a department manager by the time she was 30. One day, she happened to read an advertisement for a competitor's company. Julia felt this might be a perfect opportunity to realize her dream at the quickest pace. Feeling confident that she knew all she had to know about the business, she failed to prepare effectively prior to the interview. To her astonishment, she found herself unable to answer many of the questions put before her, and she suffered greatly throughout the interview. After the interview, she felt completely discouraged, and it cast a dark shadow over her. Julia quickly realized that her lack of preparation had made her fail. Never fight a fight unprepared has become her work motto ever since. And she really drew a good lesson from the miserable interview.
Question 11. What is Julia's dream at 30?
Question 12. What causes Julia to think she might have her dream come true?
Question 13. Why is Julia confident about her job interview?
Question 14. What happens to Julia in the interview?
Question 15. What is Julia's motto as a lesson from the interview?